Okay, we're starting Daf Chav Gimel. And we're starting from Eisvei, which is around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the ninth line from the top, Daf Chav Gimel. We're starting from Eisvei. The Gemara before brought the Rav Yirmiyah, and Abaye really technically agreed to most of that. And that is that if you have a mixture with Tumah in it, even though the whole mixture won't become Tumah because Batel V'Roi, but the Tumah retains its shame Tumah on it. That's Rav Yirmiyah's Chadash. And he brings a Raya from Chuma that's still called, it still is Tameh, just as Batel V'Roi, therefore everything has become Tameh, but it still retains its shame Tumah. Asa, ask your kash on that. It says by Paraduma, you have Efer Kasher, which is Efer, which is Ashes from Paraduma, which incidentally is Mutami someone, even B'maga, B'masa. So Efer Kasher is Arab Efer Makla, got mixed up with regular ashes. Hokanach Aroiv, Latame. You go Batel V'Roi to be Mutami. V'i Ruba Efer Maklahu, Loi Mutami. If it's Mroiv, regular ashes, not ashes of a Parah Aduma, it's not Metame. Break the Gemara, if you hold that the Tumah, that it retains the shame Tumah, the Amr's Tumah command the Isidami, if the Tumah still retains the shame Tumah, Nehid of a Magal and Metame, good if you touch it, it's not Tumah because it considers you touching the regular ashes and not touching the Parah Aduma because the Parah Aduma ashes is bottle. But, Latam B'masa, when you carry it, then you're carrying the Tumah also, so it's Retam B'masa. Good like a bit of a roi helps the maga, but with tava masa should be tama.
When you say bittul, it's not totally bottom.
Right, that's what Rav Yirmiyah just said. We had a whole blot yesterday that Rav Yirmiyah and even Abaye agreed to. Just Abaye said like I've mimim mino matzim and esmini v'neir. He says that if it's tahar, it's fine. But everyone agrees it retains the shame tumah. That's why by chuma, it says that you have to eat it dry. Remember Gemara yesterday. But everyone agrees that it has shame tumah. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Abaye. So the kasha is and what's going on here? The if it's retained shame tumah, should be time masa. So tomorrow you're right. Itma law Omar Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina tar mil time maga al time masa. We talk. I have a member from Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina that if you carry this ashes, even though it's bottle, it is matama masa because the taka retains its shame tumah. Mar asks again. Omar Rabbi Chista nevela. But Taylor Beshuta. The halacha is mim b'mina is not bottle. Mim b'mina is bottle. Now, meat is mim b'mina. But if one's an avela and the other one's a shchuta, let's say you have an avela and it falls into two shchutas. So Rav Yechista says it's bottle. Why? Because they're different. She efshir. The right gears is she efshir l'shchuta shetias an avela. It's impossible for something that's shchuta to become an avela. Once something is geshachten, it can't become an avela. That's what time of maga masa can't be. So it means it's a different min. See, after for a shchuta turned into an avela. So that's Rav Chista's memra. It's bottle, right? And bottle means mashma. It's tar. So the question is, even maga lematame, time of masa. It's a time of masa because even though it's bottle, but maisa retains the shame of avela. So Ayah told me the same tarets that he just meant that's tar for maga not masa. You don't say that by Amayra. A Tana could sometimes be Bekatsa and Zoshoinus. But Amayra, Rav Chista, saying a memra, if he says it's bottle, you gotta be clear. And if it's bottle, it sounds like it's bottle of Gamri, so what are you gonna do? And it's Mashva, even Masa, it's not Tomei. Amalei, so he answered back to him. Rav Yirmiyah will answer back to you. To answer this Kasha, I'll answer. Atun, Vidarav, Chista Mastitlon. You have his memra, Sherav Chista. Anan, Vidarav Chia Mastitlon. We have his memra in a brisa for Rav Chia. Tony Rav Chia, Nevelo v'shchuta v'teilo zu v'zu. V'itma Allah, Omar Rav Yitzi Rav Chanino, Tar Matame v'maga. When Nevelo gets bottled v'shchuta, it's Tar Matame v'maga. I'm Matame v'masa. But it is Matame v'masa. So Echanami, Rav Chia's word is v'teilo zu v'zu. You could fataych it and say that it means it's Tar Matame Maga, but it's Tame Masa. So both kashas already we got out of that it's a Tame B'masa Taka because it retains the shame Tumah. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kash from our Mishnah, and that's going to be that kind of answer. But the other Tanah, it says our Mishnah, Rav Lezmi Yaakov Eimer, Behemah Gasa Shofa Chararos Dam, and Behemah Gasa that discharged a cookie of Dam, Harezu to cover. It says our Mishnah, they have to bury it. And remember, the reason is because the ones that we mefarsim, that's part of a Mukherib, Niftar a Mukherib, and part is the next one from Mukherib. But Tani Rav Chia, Einim Matam, Eloiba Maga, Eloiba Masa. Rav Chia said that's not Matam, not Maga, my Masa. Am I need the Maga, Le Matam, the Tama Masa, because the Torah retains the shame Tumah. We said, why is it not Matam? Because it's bottle, right? We said, why is a Charoros Dam not Matam? Because the Vlad inside is bottle, but Dam and the Ganunim. So Chayrav retains the shame Tumah, even by Bittul, It should be bottle. What? It was a tumas devela. Tumas devela.
The
vlad. The vlad. Tumas devela. Yeah, it was dead vlad. Koros dam was dead vlad. You know, it is. It was. It was enough days that it was a person already. That's why it's patas from next bechor. It was already had a bone. It had already had, you know, some bone, some skin. So it's tam ben devela. So the question is, let it time of Masa. Because the only reason why it's not Matama, we said, because Bittel Baroiv, Masa, Bittel Baroiv should only help a Maga, not for Masa.
Maybe in Chanami.
What?
Maybe in Chanami.
It says, Clara, look, it says, Tarim Chia, any Matama, Loiv Maga, Loiv Masa.
It says,
Loiv Maga Masa. I might eat a Maga, Loiv Matama. The time of Masa. Ishtik, he was quiet. This sounds like he slugged him up. Ishtik was quiet. So the Gemara, no, maybe I have a Tarim. Dilma, Shani Hacha. The havelo tumas rucha. The halach is that something that's very spoiled, it could be it's not metamas levein anymore. It needs something called ru'uya leger or ru'uya lekelev. We'll see in a second. So he's saying over here, the reason why it's not metame is not only because of bitav roiv. The reason is because it's tumas rucha. So he says, honich lebar pada d'amah tumah chamura ad leger, that once something's not ru'uya leger, it's not metame b'masa, but tumah kala, maga goes ad lekelev. So Holly Chaz Ager, we know for sure this Uber is not Royal Ager. El Rabbi Yechon and Omar, Achazuv Achazu Al Kelev. Then until as long as it's Ruila Kelev, it's still Matame. Hachaz Al Kelev. This Uber is for sure Chaz Al Kelev. It's for sure Chaz Al Kelev. So for sure Chaz Al Kelev. So Lachayra, it should be Matame B'Masa. Zok the Gemara, Kasha, Stakashver. And Stakashver, Rabbi Yirmiyah here, why is not time of Masa, especially since it's still Ru'uya Lekelev. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that Ru'uya Lekelev, as long as it's still Ru'uya Lekelev, still it's time of Masa, it should be time of Masa over here.
It was spoiled right away.
What?
It was spoiled the minute the baby
was born. Yeah, it came out already, it was spoiled right away, yeah. It got spoiled in the stomach, right? Yeah. Okay, so we got up to Chalkimon Beis on top, the Gufa.